amazing day. The tomb is empty. Christ lives. Easter news is good news. Shall we stand as we joyfully sing our first hymn this morning, number 259, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you. Cristo.
Good.
If there's something you would like to sing, we have an index of
Let's stand for Humphrey Bella.
Let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. May God bless the reading.
And love.
for the life, death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Realized this is the first first time that they remembered hearing those words, that Jesus was alive. So I wish for each of you this Easter day that you too be filled with that complete and utter happiness on hearing the good news again for the first time. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, kids. We may go and sit back again with our families and our friends.
On Communion Sunday, we do receive a second offering, and it is for those in our midst who face financial need. I invite you this morning to participate as you will. And we will sing hymn number 261, The Day of Resurrection, and please remain seated while we sing. There is one more announcement, lest we forget what is truly important on this day of days. Families who are joining in the Easter egg hunt can gather by the stage following worship. I assume that's the stage in Fellowship Hall. Robin, is that the stage in Fellowship Hall?
Yes.
Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. It can be found on page 882 of your pew Bible. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb.
So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb as she wept. She bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and saw him and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Mary came to the tomb first. In the early morning, just as dawn was breaking, the stone was rolled away. She ran to get the disciples. John and Peter came running. They looked in the tomb. It was empty. No sign of the broken body of Jesus that had been laid there on Friday. Just the cloths with which they had covered him. They came, they saw, and they left. But Mary remained. Not understanding, thinking his body had been taken away, Mary began to weep. Just like when we lose something, Mary went back to look in the tomb again, just in case they were mistaken and his body was still there. There stood two angels in white, and they asked her a question. "Woman, why are you weeping?" "Why indeed?" "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Mary turned away, and there stood the gardener. Only it wasn't the gardener. It was Jesus. Again, the same question. "Woman, why are you weeping?" Once again, not recognizing him, she begged that he tell her where the body was so that she might claim it. Then the gardener called her by name, Mary. Suddenly, she recognized him. It was Jesus, Rabboni, teacher. She exclaimed, reaching out to embrace him. "Do not hold on to me," he told her, "because his work was not done." The great makeover was not yet complete. God, who had seen the sorry state of his children's home on earth, had sent the greatest home makeover expert who ever lived to help build a new and glorious home for his beloved sons and daughters. God's amazing makeover started in Bethlehem, continued in Galilee, Judea, and all of Palestine. It didn't end on a hill.
buried tomb in a garden. That was just the beginning. Mary couldn't see beyond the beloved Lord. Her joy that he wasn't dead, that he was alive, blinded her to everything else. She couldn't possibly understand that the makeover hadn't quite been finished yet. That one thing remained. Mary couldn't see the bridge that had been built to reconnect us with God. She couldn't possibly understand that Jesus had to cross over that bridge. Once he had crossed over the bridge, it would be safe for us to follow. In fact, the whole earth makeover couldn't and wouldn't be complete until we walked over that bridge. Over time, Mary and the disciples came to understand the meaning of the empty tomb and the bridge that lay beyond. Each one of us makes a journey that leads us to that very same bridge. Some choose to venture across the bridge, some do not. Some choose to respond to the indescribable gift Jesus gave us when he gave his life to build that bridge. We choose to cross that bridge that Jesus built. We embrace God's gift of grace. Once we cross the bridge, there is no turning back, for our lives are forever changed. Like Mary, once we recognize Jesus and decide to follow him wherever he leads us, our lives take on new meaning, new purpose. And once we cross over that bridge, what's on the other side? Well, pretty much the same things that were on this side, only we are no longer alone. We are all joyfully united with Christ and with others of faith. We no longer journey alone, but in the company of others who have seen the risen Lord. There will still be times of discouragement, sadness, illness, and trial, but there will be no more despair, for God is with us always. On this jubilant Easter morning, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. These elements are not just a bit of bread and a sip of grape juice. They are the meal that we take with the risen Christ, that we might gain new breath and strength for the days ahead. All who seek to deepen their relationship with the risen Christ, to walk closer in harmony with him, are invited to come and dine at this table. The bridge has been built, and we have crossed it in search of a transformational relationship with our Lord. And we pause here to refresh ourselves, and then we continue our journey in the company of other disciples. It took Mary a while to recognize the risen Jesus, but she did. She crossed the bridge that he built, and now we are invited to follow. Amen. Our prayer hymn this morning is number 270, In the Garden. We will sing verses 1 and 2. And if you have a prayer request, please jot it down on the cards in the pew in front of you. Pass them to the end of the aisle where our ushers will collect them. And please remain seated while we sing.
Thank you.
in a few days, and prayers also for her family. Prayers for those who are sick, and prayers for Taylor, who has ongoing issues. Prayers for Bev Tooley. I received a call late last night that she was on her way to the hospital, having trouble breathing and feeling dizzy. So please keep Bev and Ron in your prayers today. And my favorite, let's celebrate, alleluia. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord, on this most joyous of days, the day when we celebrate anew your resurrection, we thank you for this great gift. We thank you for the bridge that has been built that we might be reunited forever with our Lord. We thank you for Jesus' teachings, for his sacrifice, and for his resurrection. We rejoice in these things. For we know that there is no reason for despair, for you are with us always until the end of time. This morning we remember those who cannot be united here with us, for those who are ill, for those who struggle. We remember especially Bev Tooley this morning, who would love to be with her church family on Easter. So we pray she may feel our presence with her this morning. We pray for your healing hand upon her and upon all those who struggled with illness on this day. Lord, on this day we remember all those who wander the earth in search of shelter and sanctuary. For all those who are refugees from war, destruction, and hatred, may we be among the peacemakers. May we be among those who turn swords into plowshares. This day we remember all those who serve in our armed forces. For it is difficult and painful, especially on holidays, to be separated from loved ones. And many are separated from us by miles, by oceans, by continents. So we pray for them this morning and pray they would know of our love. Pray that they would feel your presence near, that you would give them rest, discernment, and courage to face each and every day that comes. And this morning, Lord, we pray for those who come home wounded in body or spirit. We pray that you would send the great physician to touch and to heal those who have been wounded in the name of freedom. We pray that you would heal them, that you would be with them on these long, difficult days of the journey to healing and restoration. We pray also for their families who walk with them on these difficult days. Lord, on this joyous Easter morn, we thank you for the gift of salvation given so freely for us. Thank you for the life and teachings and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please join us in singing verse 3 of hymn number 270, In the Garden. For all that it represents in our lives,
for hope, for joy, for nourishment, for courage to continue. We take this meal in remembrance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Jesus took bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples.
He got my teeth.
Thank you.
like manner, Jesus took the cup.
This is the
they had sung a hymn that went out, Jesus to the Mount of Olives and his death. Shall we stand as we join together in singing verses 1 and 4 of the Psalm?